This afternoon we're turning to the second part of the Psalm 119. This part is called Beth, and we read from verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts, and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. We know that God will bless his word to our hearts. Last week we began a series of messages into the Psalm 119. Each letter of the Hebrew alphabet prefixes each of the 22 sections of this psalm. The Hebrew alphabet is totally different from our English alphabet. There is no comparison whatsoever. Every letter is a picture. In fact, the Hebrew language is a very pictorial language. Therefore, the first section, Aleph, and Aleph is the first word of the Hebrew alphabet. The first section, Aleph, is all about service, because Aleph is a little picture of the ox. In the letter Aleph, we can see the ox, the beast that serves. This afternoon, we're going to think about the Beth, the letter Beth. And the letter Beth is a picture of a house. And this particular section has lessons all about houses and homes. Now, all of these lessons relate back to the Word of God, because every verse of the Psalm 119, practically every verse, makes reference to the Bible, makes reference to the Scriptures. We serve God through His Word, by listening to His Word, by obeying His Word. That's the lesson of Aleph. But the lesson of Beth is the true foundation of a house, is the Word of God. This is true of three kinds of houses. There is the house of God, and if you're a Christian, you should make it your business to get out to a church where the gospel is preached plainly and clearly, where you can hear the word of God being taught. That is most important. And as you go to God's house to hear his word, go with a prepared heart. As we enter the house of God, we should do so reverently, diligently, attentively, with open minds and with open hearts, ready to receive the word of God. That's the house of God. But this word Beth has reference to our own houses. Whenever we think of a house, we think of a home. We often say one could have a beautiful house with all of the finest luxuries, with all of the mod cons, but that house may not be a home. Give me a simple dwelling any day that is a home, rather than an empty shell of a house that is grand in appearances, but not so homely on the interior. There's something about a home. But if a home is to be a true home, it needs to be built upon the Word of God. When I think of home, I think of family. And if we are to see our homes and our families consolidated, we need to see them built up upon the Word of God. Parents, how important it is for you to show by your life and by your example and by your teaching that the Word of God is important. There's no book like it. But this word Beth not only has reference to the house of God, it not only has reference to our own houses, it also has reference to our hearts. Our hearts should be a home. A home for what? Our hearts should be a home for the Word of God. And this is really where it all begins. So if we are to have a right attitude to God's Word in the church, if we are to have the right attitude to God's Word in the home and in life generally, the Word of God needs to be in our hearts. Our hearts need to be a home for the Word of God. And perhaps this is the key lesson that this section Beth presents us with, the importance of having God's word right in our hearts. And therefore, in the verse 11, the psalmist writes, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." We have a most important place here, the heart. What we are in our hearts is what we are. The outside world does not see our hearts. I cannot read anybody's thoughts. I may think I do, and I may second guess someone's thoughts, but ultimately, a person may have thoughts that I will never detect. And that's the way it is. But what's in our hearts, what's in our thoughts is what we are. The reason why people behave in a way that we think is out of character is because we didn't see their hearts. And sometimes we have met people, they have shocked us, they have astonished us with the things they have said, things they have done. How could that person who seems so upright do such a thing? Because their heart was not right. What we are in our hearts is what we are. And if you're entertaining some kind of sin in your heart, some kind of thought, if you're looking at websites that are filthy, if you're reading filthy books, you're filling your heart with all the garbage of the day, and it'll destroy you. It'll destroy you. There are many people getting destroyed and polluted by what they see and what they read, what they hear even. We have to watch our hearts, and our hearts are full of sin. Our hearts deceive us, and it's important that our hearts are right. But how can our hearts be right? The greatest place is the heart, but the greatest treasure is the word of God. Thy word have I hid in mine heart. And here the psalmist says, if I'm going to avoid sin, I need God's word to be hid away in my heart. I need to learn, know what God is saying to me. Do you hear what God is saying to you today? But there is a certain class of person the psalmist is addressing here, making our hearts a home for the word of God. Who is the person whom he addresses particularly? It's the young person. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. There the word of God is described as a cleansing agent. You see, when we repent of our sin and follow the scriptures, our lives are being cleansed. We're moving in a new direction. That's what happens when a person becomes a Christian. They become new creatures in Christ. Their lives are cleansed. The word of God cleanses our lives. But the lesson is for the young person. Oh, it applies to everyone. But the best time to become a Christian is when you're young. That's why we evangelize children. That's why we teach children, that we might win them for Christ when they are young. A life saved from sin young. What a treasure. There's a life that can make a radical difference in this world. Oh, dear friend, has your life been changed by the power of Christ? Whether you're young or whether you're old, have your way cleansed. Trust in the word of God. The psalmist, as he wrote this, he relates what it means to have our lives cleansed by the word of God. He talks about declaring all the judgments of God's mouth with his own lips in the verse 13. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. The Bible says that when we believe in our hearts, we also confess with our mouths. And if you are a Christian, do you tell people? Have you informed others? Have you confessed Christ? The Lord says, if we confess him before men, he will confess us before his Father. The person who hides God's word away in his heart, that is a person who talks about the word of God. He is also a person who rejoices. Verse 14, I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. The word of God shouldn't be a mere formality. For many people, the word of God is a mere formality. They recite the Lord's Prayer. They could do it in their sleep, but it means nothing to them. God wants us to rejoice in the word, to be excited by the word. More important, more wonderful than all the riches of the world. That's what he's saying. The word of God is a treasure. Do you treat it like a treasure? This is the book that shows us how we can spend eternity in heaven. It shows us our greatest need, which is our sin, and it shows us Christ, the greatest Saviour, the only Saviour. What a book this is. And then the psalmist said in the verse 15, he was making his heart a home for the word of God, and this meant he would meditate in thy precepts. We always need to meditate upon the word. I need to meditate more and more on the word of God. We need to learn what God is saying to us. Read your Bible. Pray every day if you want to grow. And if you're not a Christian, you look to the Lord today. You trust Christ. You follow what the Bible is saying. When Jesus says, come unto me and have your life transformed. Make your heart a home for the word of God. And your home can be different. And you can be part of God's family. Oh, I thank you today for listening.